You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Youth and community advocacy groups in Syracuse are working with city police to try and bridge gaps between officers and neighborhoods. The SPD has been making a concerted effort to connect with the residents they serve and nurture more positive interactions. Sergeant Matthew Malinowski says having conversations as they try to settle neighborhood disputes, for example, can go a long way.
When it comes time to solve a crime, who do we need? We need the community.
Yeah.
But if they don't trust us, they're not going to want to give us information. But it starts with those small relationships. We can't just come into a community doing a traffic stop and arresting somebody and then say, oh, well, now can you help us? So it's really interjecting us as police into the community and building those positive relationships so then we can have cooperation.
When you remove those barriers, you get to see the more buy-in. The deal is you bring in value. And the word is trust. We're in it together.
That's Deacon Will Rogers with VOICE, which stands for Violence Overcome by Involving Community Effort. He and Sergeant Malinowski say they connected right away, only after a couple of meetings. But they know racial and other barriers might make it harder to click with the larger community. Malinowski, who is white, says he's tried to ease any tension by simply waving out of his patrol car window. He's invited Rogers, who is black, on a ride-along and knows he'll bring a different perspective.
So if we're riding together and he sees somebody give me the middle finger, he might be able to say, hey, what's that about?
You may get that resistance the first time, but I use that as fuel for an opportunity. Think about it. If I go, oh, you know, this is not worth it. It's not any fun for me to be out there, right? Why would you do that? What is your feeling about me? Not be afraid to accept what they may say to me. Just take a step back and try to understand where they're coming from because it'd be misconstrued. We can't shut down.
That's why diversity is huge in our police department.
That's the other
word. Yes. Oh,
diversity.
And it's huge because I get it. They may relate or be more comfortable on something that looks like them.
Malinowski says diversity on the police force will build trust. He says just as officers are trying to connect with residents, officers invite residents to approach them to break down that initial barrier. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.